Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
On this episode of Braves Country, we welcome country star Tyler Farr. Tyler will talk about owning part of Buck Commander, hanging out with Chipper Jones, and why he's such a huge Braves and Bulldogs fan, even though he's from Missouri. We'll also discuss how he got signed to Jason Aldean's record label. It's all coming up on Braves Country.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Hey, it's Tug hanging out with Tyler Farr on his bus up here in Gainesville, Georgia, on the Braves Country podcast. And it's funny, man. I walk in the door, and Tyler's got some UGA shorts on, so I immediately, in my Georgia hat, felt comfortable, felt at home, man. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
What have you been up to?
Well, we just recently, about 4 weeks ago, got back to playing shows and doing what we used to call normal life for us, which is touring every week and being home a couple of days. But just been doing that, and I'll tell you what, I have gotten older, but because of COVID, you know, we didn't do that a whole lot. Yeah. Whenever during COVID, we played 9 shows last year. So, and I just, me and my wife had our first child. Yeah. About 6 months ago. So I'm used to going to bed at 9 p.m., waking up at 6 a.m.
Right. It's like, so flip the script.
Yeah, I'm like, God dang, this ain't good on my dad bod.
You know? No, right.
But no, I've been doing that. Been writing a bunch of songs, hunting a bunch, and just doing that the same thing.
Yeah, no, just getting back to... Excuse me, getting back to some sort of normalcy, which is, absolutely, I think, what everybody's trying to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just good to be at... I mean, I ain't complaining, bitching, moaning, or nothing, because we weren't doing that last year. So no, I'll take every show we can get, and it's good to be down here.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's funny. I don't think I know, and you may have told me before, and I don't remember. How are you such a big Bulldogs fan? Like, where did that come from?
That's funny you ask, because a lot of people assume, like... I had a guy makes these hats. He made me a hat with my logo with the state of Georgia on it.
That's pretty sweet.
And these a lot of people think I'm from Georgia.
Yeah, you're not. You're from Missouri.
I'm from Southern Missouri, yeah. And they think I'm from Georgia because I'm a Georgia Bulldogs fan, and I'm a diehard Georgia Bulldogs fan, always will be. But that came from... So I went to college at Southwest Missouri State. It's now called Missouri State. It's in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
So we had pretty much no football team.
Yeah.
And we didn't go for MU because they were the rich kids.
Okay.
And we didn't have enough money to go there. And this is before they was in the SEC.
No, I get it. I went to Dalton State College, so I know what you mean.
So, yeah. So I moved to Nashville when I was about 21, 22. And the folks that got me started in the country music industry was the Peach Pickers, which was Red Akins and Dallas Davison, Ben Hayslip, and they were all wearing Georgia hats. And you know, and I'm in Tennessee, and when you move to the South, you need to pick an SEC team.
Amen. And which is expanding, and we'll get to that in a minute.
It's country music, it's dirt roads, and it's football. You know, and that's it. And I did not like Tennessee colors one bit, except when I'm hunting during rifle season, because you got to wear that color.
It's not a good shot.
And my ex-girlfriend's ex-boyfriend was a huge Tennessee fan, so that made me hate it anymore.
Right,
That's why I recorded Redneck Crazy.
Yeah, right.
So I became a Georgia fan immediately, and they were not good back then.
Yeah.
So people go, oh, you just like, you ain't going to tell me I'm liking them because they're winning championship. I've been with them for the last, I'm 37, Been a Georgia Bulldog fan since I was 22, so you do the math.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been in there through the thin times as well. Hey, the beauty of it is, though, Tennessee's in that big, they're in some thin times. They've done gone through like four coaches.
Georgia fans, you think, you know, we might be in a little bit of trouble? Well, look at Tennessee.
No, I think we're in pretty good shape, man.
We're good. I think I love Kirby. I think we're going to be fine. Funny story for you.
Yeah, give it to me.
Me and my wife were at the Belk Bowl.
Okay.
When Georgia was playing Louisville, I'll never forget, it was colder than crap. It was in Carolina, in Charlotte.
Yeah. What year? Do you remember? Because a buddy of mine's Hudson Mason. He was the quarterback for Georgia.
Probably six years
ago. Just 2014 when he was there. So it had to be around that time.
Yeah, it was Chubb was our running back. Gurley had pulled, tore his ACL.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the sidelines. He went down the elevator with us in the hotel.
Yeah.
And we was on the sidelines, and Gurley comes up, and he's just a giant of a man. Hey, what's up, man? Nice to meet you. Hey, Tyler, nice to meet you. I'm like, Hannah, my wife. I'm like, get up. She's over there petting Uga. I'm like, get over. This is Todd Gurley. She's like, who? And I was like,
I'm petting the dog.
And I told her, I called her. I was like, man, this dude's going to be a beast.
Yeah.
Like, little did I know, he's going to go get Rookie of the Year after coming back from ACL surgery, which is unheard of.
Yeah, no.
So that's my little
funny Georgia story. You know, because when people meet you, you know, they have that sense of, man, this is a country singer I listen to on the radio all the time, and you got a new record out and new song out called Cover Girl. We'll get to that, too. But people meet you, and they have that experience, so it's kind of cool, I think, for other people to see that you do have that experience. You're like, oh, my gosh, that's Todd Gurley.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy's a beast, you know, and it was just, you know, I'll never forget Nick Chubb running a touchdown. He ran a touchdown. I'll never forget it. And Andrews was the center.
Yeah, David Andrews, from Johns Creek.
He's a great dude. Yeah. Great dude. Just a country boy.
Yeah.
You know, I remember Chubb running one in the end zone. Just runs in, hands the referee the football.
Yeah.
Like he's been back on the sideline and just stands there.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that's my boy. That's my boy there, yeah.
And isn't it funny, though, that a lot of times people will either not like a guy or really like him because they celebrate, they do all these crazy, elaborate touchdown dances, whatever it is. And like guys like you and I are like, dude, put that down. Just hand it to the ref and go back. Act like you've been there, man.
Yeah, you know, less is more.
Always.
I agree. And I have an Atlanta Braves story for you, too.
Oh, hit me that. This is the Braves Country podcast. That makes perfect sense.
It's Braves Country, so I'm going to tell you my Braves story. And I don't think I've ever told this.
Uh-oh.
So when I moved to Nashville, when I was 21 or whatever, about the age of 24, 23, it gets blurry when we go back that far in time.
Dude, I'm 44, so I know what you mean.
But I met this large man, and I was building deer feeders for him. And it was down in Fayetteville, Tennessee. He had a deer lease with a buddy of mine that I write song, Bobby Pinson.
Oh, yeah, dude. Bobby Pinson's incredible.
And his name was Ryan Klesko.
We had Ryan on a couple weeks ago.
So I didn't know Ryan even played baseball.
Oh, really? He was on the World Series team.
I'm like, this is a lumberjack.
Yeah, right.
You know, I grew
He's
up
a California boy.
I grew up a Royals fan, you know, back then.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson was
George Brett.
Walking up fences and George Brett and, you know, Saberhagen and all that.
Of course.
And, you know, I was building deer feeders for Klesko.
That's cool.
Living on his farm by myself. I didn't have a publishing deal yet. I had no money to my name. And, you know, Klesko is just a sweetheart of a guy. And just, you know, he always tried to help me out and still does whenever he can. You know, he's just a great dude. And I think he still lives in Macon next to Schmoltz had a house right next to him.
Yeah.
And I've been down there. And
That's cool.
And me and my wife are good friends with him and his wife, Kelly.
Yeah, he's a great
dude.
He's just
a great, great guy.
It's funny.
And Chipper, too.
Oh, of course.
Now that I'm with Buck Commander, you know, Chipper's not with Buck Commander, but I hung out with Chipper a bunch, you know, being on tour with Jason Aldean with you know, he's from Macon, so, you know, he's good friends with Chipper and all them. So, it's just, you know, a lot of Georgia was incorporated
absolutely.
In me.
You couldn't help it. You couldn't miss it.
You know, exactly. So, that's how I became a Georgia fan of the teams and the state in general.
Yeah, no, it's terrific. And it's funny because when we had Klesko on the Braves Country podcast, probably, I don't know, it's probably been a month ago now, when we called him, my man was in the car with his little boy headed to ball practice. And, you know, can you imagine, like, your dad is Ryan Klesko or your dad is Chipper Jones or whatever it is, like, trying to live up to that, you know? And of course, he's not worried about it now, but when he gets a little older and you're thinking, good Lord, I got some big shoes.
He starts looking, rewinding them highlight reels.
That's exactly right, man.
Going, oh, God.
Yeah, my dad was a freaking beast and, you know, won World Series and stuff like that. No, it's super cool. And Chipper's, you know, he's through the station a lot and we see him and he's such a laid-back dude. And, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, those guys are it's one of those things where it almost seems like they're almost reclusive. It's not the right word. They're just a little bit shy. You know, they're like they've had so much of that. Everybody wants to see them. Everybody wants to talk to them. And I get it, man. There's a little bit of it. I was like, I would just like to slow down. And that's where Chipper kind of talked about it. He was like, I don't want to coach. I want to spend time with my family.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're playing in front of large crowds and stuff, like when I get home, I got a new daughter, Hollis.
Yeah, congratulations. 6 months old,
thank you,
right?
Yes, about to be 6 months old. And, when I get home, I want to spend time with her and just stay out in the country. And that's, you know, because when you're around people all the time, the last thing you want to do when you get home is go out and be around a bunch more people. Yeah. So,
yeah, no, it is.
And luckily for me, I hunt and I fish and stuff, so that's what I do when I'm home.
Yeah, my son's 17, and if he's not playing baseball, he wants to be fishing. You know, and those two kind of go hand in hand a little bit anyway. But you know, it is an escape, and I think it's a good one that oftentimes gets looked over. And you know, when people think about hunting and fishing, I don't know what this persona is that people have, or this idea that people have about hunting and fishing, but it's the greatest. You know, it's getting back to just real life. You know, if you go deer hunting and you kill a deer and you got food in the freezer forever, or you can donate. I mean, there's a thousand things you can do with it. There's just it's more to it than people give it credit.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, exactly. I became a part owner and buck commander last spring.
Oh, that's cool.
Willie Robertson, one of the other owners, he sold me a percentage of the company. I became another member of Buck Commander, and Jason, you know, Aldine, and Luke Bryan, both Georgia guys. So there's a lot of Georgia in my life.
All right.
I'm with Realtree. I've been friends with those boys forever, and they're out of Columbus, Georgia.
Yep, that's right.
And
what's the guy that owns Realtree?
Bill Jordan.
Yeah, there you go.
And I've known Bill and Tyler, his son, forever. Yeah. And one of my best friends, Philip Culpepper, he's from Columbus, and I stayed down there. Gosh, so many nights.
He's close to Auburn there. That's the only thing burns.
I know. He's an Auburn fan.
Oh.
I was like, God dang.
So, yeah, son, come on, buddy. You got to do better.
I burn his hats when he ain't looking.
That's right.
No, but it's just, the hunting and sports industry and country music industry, it's just, it's funny how it all ties together.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
You know, kind of makes us all family.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. And you know, there's just, I always thought that country stars wanted to be ball players and ball players want to be country stars. You know, it really does work that way.
They do, yeah. They're like, man, I wish I could see. I'm like, well, hell, I wish I could hit a baseball 450 feet.
But I can't. Yeah, your plight in life has already been decided, pal. Yeah. No, it is. It's interesting. But going back to, you know, working with Aldine, not only with Buck Commander and that sort of stuff, but you're on the imprint, the Night Train imprint.
Yeah, Night Train Records. Jason started this and signed me. I was his first act he signed. So, and this was, I was just wanting to head a different direction with my music, not with my music, but with my career.
Sure.
And Jason, you know, being a good friend and a good person, was like, well, I'll start this label. I was wanting to start one anyways, and I'll sign you. And I was like,
really? All right, then. Let's do it.
You know, and it was at his house one night late, and then one day I kind of was like, kind of done with the label. I was currently at, and I was like, were you serious? He's like, well, hell yeah. And I said, okay, I'm in. So
that's cool.
And he started it, and that's, you know, that's what separates country music from every other genre. I mean, just the fact that, you know, people for the most part mean what they say and say what they mean.
It's friends got
each other's back.
Yeah.
And
no, I agree with that.
It's just a good deal. Like, it's just, you know, honest people being honest people.
Yeah,
you know, that's what's cool.
Dude, that's where it's at. And you know, being born and raised in Georgia myself, man, that's one of the things I think I'm most proud of is that people from here, they really embrace that. You know, especially country folks, man. It really is a handshake and a look in the eyes, and that's legitimate. That's really what we're doing, and that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, so we. Jason signed me. We got a
new song
out. We just released. The Highway's playing the crap out of it. It's called Cover Girl, and we're stoked about it. We're gonna take it to radio here in a few months or so, and just stoked to be working with him. And he's done a hell of a job.
Yeah. So pretty serious tone with this song, though. I was reading the lyrics earlier to make sure I had a good grasp on it. And I mean that's a pretty heavy topic.
I've always been an artist that like. If I like to say stuff that a lot of artists are afraid to say, and this is a topic that needs to be, you know, talked about, and because it happens every day.
It's about domestic violence. In case you don't know,
it's about domestic violence and abuse, and it's something that happens every day. The rates went up even more during COVID.
That's exactly right.
So it was something I felt like, you know, I needed to release because that's what country music is about touching people and, you know, helping people through a bad time or just giving them a little bit of escape at the very least. So this song means a lot to me, and it's one of my favorite songs I've ever been a part of writing, and I can relate to it because I used to work. I did for about 6 months at a children's rehabilitation facility in Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, and I dealt with kids, you know, that had grew up in that environment and stuff.
Man,
and it's
tough.
A tough deal, but it's real. It happens, and you know,
it deserves to be talked about.
And the messages I'm getting, you know, on Instagram or whatever, Twitter, Facebook. From people that have been said, you don't know how much a song means to me and stuff, and that's what it's all about.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you had obviously number one hits with, Guy Walks Into a Bar, and you've had Redneck Crazy, and you know, Whiskey in My Water is probably my favorite, and all those are great. But when you start touching people, like in that, I mean, when you're writing something and you perform something that makes a difference in somebody's life. Dude, there's not a bigger honor, I would imagine. I mean,
I appreciate it, and yeah, there isn't. I mean, that's it. You know, fulfills me and lets me know that I'm doing something for the bigger picture.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know? And I think this is the right step in my career. It's a different step in the right direction than. You know, I'm a redneck, and I recording redneck songs and stuff.
Right, but that doesn't mean you got to stop doing that. It's just an extension of who you are.
That's not all there is to me. So
no,
I'm glad people are getting to see this side of me and my music, and know that I'm for real.
Yeah, no, it's terrific, man. It really is, and I think that you know more people need to step out of that. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to. And I'll use this, and maybe it's a horrible example, but Dave Matthews Band, like them, they're fine, right? But to me, everything's the same. There's not like any, there's no peaks and valleys. There's not like a song like that with a Redneck Crazy that is fun and crazy and silly and, you know, all those things. Like, I just feel like a career needs to have some peaks and valleys.
I think so. I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, I'm a guy, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and this was an opportunity for me to put it out there for people. And I think to be a great artist, you need to have a certain amount of vulnerability and really put yourself out there and, you know, just hope that they like it and just be able to put yourself out there and just say, this is me, this is what I'm doing, and to have, you know, whether it's a summer song, whether it, you know, that's what country music is me. So.
No, you're right. If you're going back, so I posted on social media, you can find me at Tug Cower. It was last night, my wife did girls' night, my son was working, he works at a little clothing store, you know, when he's not playing baseball, he's working, so it was batch night, you know, I was batching it, so I had my, I don't know if you've seen these, it's a tennis racket bug zapper, Have you seen?
Oh, I got four of them.
I said, so it was me and my schnauzer puppy. He's about 6 months old, and listening to Keith Whitley, and I had my bug zapper. And dude, that was a Friday
well,
night.
Well, if anybody says you're not a redneck, I will argue and rebuttal that. I assure you. If you got a bug zapper, Keith Whitley, and a little whiskey or something,
then, I was drinking bourbon.
You know, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, a little sipping on some bourbon.
We call that Georgia, Tennessee.
That's it. Exactly. That's exactly right. But it's so much fun to sometimes just be that. You know what I mean? Because living in Atlanta, and I love Atlanta. It's home. And I'm from Northwest Georgia, from Dalton, which we got to get to your tattoo in a minute. But, you know, so I grew up in a southern city, you know, and now I feel like a little bit that Atlanta is a city in the South more than a southern city. And some people might argue that, and it's fine, but it's just different than the Atlanta that I grew up with. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just different. And so living up in the suburbs, like, I'm the only guy in Alpharetta, Georgia, that's sitting there with the bug zapper, sipping on bourbon with my puppy dog, and listening to Keith Whitley. You know, I'm the only one.
It's, you know, the cities are great. I mean, Nashville, for example, is just enormous.
Way, right?
I mean, just, it's not the same Nashville that I moved to. I love it.
It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just different.
It's changed. But that's when I bought my house. That's why I moved to Chapel Hill, Tennessee, and I got my 200 acres out there. Didn't buy a big home, just a bunch of land, and you know, I stay out there, you know, and that's just personal I grew up in a town of 1,200 people, with a gas station,
one red light,
a parts store, a feed and seed store, no red lights,
no
actually.
Red light there, even better.
So, you know, and that's the same reason I moved to where I live is because that's what I know, and that's what I grew up on, and you know, that's why I love Georgia, is all these small towns, because that's what really makes up Georgia is these little towns you know, where the people that, you know, I sing songs about come from, and that's I would feel like a liar if I lived that was different than what I sing about, and I don't. So, and
that's good.
You know, CMT will come out there to film me or whatever, and they're like, "Wow, you really live out here?"
Yeah, right.
I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah, man, yeah, it's home. That's where
I'm." Well, I thought this is what your house would look like, but I wasn't sure. I'm like, "Well,
yeah." If you're out and about on the road, let's say in the Southeast, is there any place that you like to stop and eat? Is there any place that stands out to you, like your favorite barbecue joint, or even back home, Missouri or Nashville or Atlanta, anywhere? Any place that you like to hit, or is it just hit the roadside bull peanut stand?
I'm going to tell you, I look forward to going through Georgia on the way to Florida to take my wife down there. We just went down there.
30A, where y'all go?
A while back. Yeah, we go down to the Destin area.
Yeah.
And, you know, during peanut season, like, she's keeping her eyes peeled. She's from South Carolina. Her lips don't touch when she talks. We're looking for a peanut stand for sure. Yeah. So we pass through these small towns, and I'm like, all right, honey, pull over.
Yeah, that's right.
Pull over and grab some boiled peanuts.
Oh,
my that's
gosh.
My go-to.
That's the best, man. It's the best. I'm telling you. And some people that ain't from around here or whatever, and ain't from the Southeast, and they see bull peanuts, and like, they don't even know what it is. You know, like, dude, you ain't lived until you got some good bull peanuts, man. That's living right there.
Well, and I played with Colt Ford for about a year.
He was a great dude. I love Colt.
I played acoustic guitar for him when I first got
a
developmental deal. I played in this band, was singing Dirt Road Anthem before Jason recorded.
Yeah.
Me and him and Brantley Gilbert toured all over. And so I spent a lot of time over there where he's from, which is right by Athens.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And,
he used to be a pro golfer.
So, yeah, we'd hit up the bull peanut stand, some waffle houses all over
Georgia. That's good enough. That's good living right there, man. Some scattered smelling cover. Maybe we'll get ready to wrap up, but you got to tell me about the tattoo on your arm, because I told you I'm from Dalton, and you're like, this tattoo is about somebody from Dalton.
Yeah, so I got this tattoo about, I don't know, it's probably a month ago. And,
oh, really? That recent?
Yeah, it was probably a month ago. And my buddy Bubba Irwin, who does Jason's tattoos and Kane Brown's and stuff, he's a great artist. I texted him and wanted this done. My bloodhound died about 2 years ago, and I got a song that's on iTunes called Which Dogs Should Live Forever, and I actually recorded that about him. But I got him tattooed on my arm. And his name was Cooter Brown. And he was old.
Cooter Brown.
He was old, about 11 years old, and he died about 2 years ago. But 156-pound bloodhound, and I bought him at Dry Creek Bloodhounds in Dalton, Georgia.
Goodness gracious, that's so funny, man. This small world, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love it. And, you know, I'll give you one more before we get out of here. We just got this new Schnauzer puppy, and my wife and I, we've been married 20 years. And I'm the affectionate one in the relationship, you know. It's just it's just weird, man, for whatever it is, man. Yeah. I hug and kiss my son. He's 17. Even if he don't want me to, I do. And I'm really affectionate with her, too. But and she's not. It's just not her nature. We got this Schnauzer dog. Dude, I'm telling you what, she's like the most affectionate person in the world with this daggum dog. Like, it's like it's changed her completely. Like, she hugs and kisses on this dog. I'm like, hey, what about me? How do I get a little of that?
I feel like that, too. Although my wife doesn't reciprocate all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm affectionate towards her.
Yeah.
You know, but that's after having a baby.
Yeah,
you've
right.
been there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mine's 17, absolutely. My goodness gracious. But it's just so funny. Because she, I mean, even with our son, I mean, she's just not, it's just not in her nature to be overly affectionate. She's the sweetest person you'll ever meet in your life, but, like, I'm a hugger, you know, I'm always hugging.
I'm affectionate to my dogs and my child, but not my cats.
Right. Do you even want the cats, really?
No, I'm waiting for them to bite the dust any day. I'm like, right. I'm saying my prayers at night, that's on my list. Like,
that's right, just
Lord,
notch
please,
that one off.
Just have them escape the house and jump
something.
In a river.
So just get on out of here, because litter boxes are so gross.
Oh,
it's the grossest
Hate
thing.
Hate them, but, you know, whatever to make the wife
Absolutely.
Happy.
Absolutely. Happy wife, happy life, man. Well, that does it for Braves Country. Dude, thank you so much for your time. Continued
Absolutely.
Success, man. God bless you with the new song called Cover Girl. Make sure you download it, buy it, listen to it anytime you can. Call every radio station that you listen to and ask for it. And support guys like Tyler Farr, because he's the real deal, and you've just heard why.
Thank you
so much. Oh my gosh, always a pleasure. Doug Cowart on Tyler Farr's bus here on Braves Country.
ThePodcastPark.com is your home for the fans' entire stable of original podcasts. If you're a true Atlanta sports fan, you need to stay connected to shows like Welcome to Madlanta, featuring Atlanta's rich history of sports legends. College football fans will love the Chuck Oliver Show podcast. 2 hours of college football talk every day, all year. And baseball fans get to dive into Domino's archive of baseball legends on Hardball. Subscribe to all these great shows and so many more anywhere you get your podcasts, or stream them free 24/7 at thepodcastpark.com. Presented by Associated Credit Union.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.